difficult moods, manage stress better, and improve your relationships. But it doesn't stop there. Once you are on a more even keel emotionally, it will enable you to develop an ability to become resilient, to flourish, and to develop in a positive direction. All of this will lead to a higher level of happiness and will enable you to transform your life. Ideas in this book are based on cognitive behavior therapy, CBT. CBT is a very successful form of psychotherapy and is based on the observation that our thoughts are intimately connected with our emotions, behavior, and psychological responses. For example, we see a dog on the street and we think, "Best get out of the way. Dogs are dangerous. They bite and carry rabies." We feel anxious and afraid. We might even find our heart racing and our mouth dry, and we will probably take another route to avoid the dog. On the other hand, if we think dogs are friendly, furry, cuddly animals, we may feel relaxed and or excited and cross the street to pet the dog. Two different thought processes for the same situation lead to very different emotions, physiological sensations, and behaviors. This book will enable you to discover how your typical ways of interpreting the situations you find yourself in create feelings of depression and anxiety. It will help you get up again and start over with renewed feelings of vigor and competence. Soon, you will find yourself experiencing more positive emotions like joy, love, and optimism. Gradually, this book will teach you how to flourish in life. But to get there, you will need to be passionately committed to your own well-being, and you may need to undertake and persist at tasks that sometimes appear difficult. This is what a psychologist named Angela Duckworth calls grit, the passion and persistence to achieve long-term goals. You will get from this book as much as you put into it. Skimming the book will not produce the results you would like to see in your life. So make a commitment to yourself, not just to read the book, but to do the exercises in it that are geared towards enabling you to feel happier and more fulfilled. Here is the way the book is structured. Part 1. Describes depression and the various types of anxiety. It also includes questionnaires to enable you to assess whether you are suffering from depression and or anxiety. If you are suffering from anxiety, ask yourself what type of anxiety you suffer from. Phobias, panic disorder,